Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. January is traditionally the month for people to make New Year's resolutions. You know, lose weight, save money, stuff like that. But did you ever think it's about that time to set relationship goals for the new year? Better relationships with your family members, reconnecting with friends, maybe focusing on your significant other, or getting one if you don't have one. Yeah. Well, joining me to talk about this is Mariko Bennett, CEO and founder of Coco Bee Productions. She has her own story to tell. Also with us, Tariq Omari Walton, licensed clinical family and marriage therapist. Lines are open. Give us a call. If you have a comment, if you have a question about setting your relationship goals, how to do it, how to plot that vision, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Mariko, thanks for joining the conversation.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Great to have you. Tariq, good to see you. Happy New Year,
Happy
brother.
Happy New Year to you, brother.
Always
good to see you as well.
Man, look at Tariq.
I have fun. I always have fun here with you, Harold.
It's Friday night. It's Friday night, too.
Oh, that's right.
I hope the listeners are ready.
That's right. Your wife's in the house looking good.
Hey. Watch your eyes, man. Divert your eyes now.
So you just said it. Let's talk about the eyes. Let's talk about the vision. As I said, people often have New Year's resolutions for things like saving money and weight and all of that.
Right.
But you know, I've never really thought about someone having a vision for better relationships.
Right. Well, you know, what's interesting about that, what you'll find is that typically when it comes to New Year's resolutions, people focus on fitness and finance. The closer you get to Valentine's Day, that February 14th date, people really begin to shift their attention back to relationships when they're trying to find love. But early on, people do have their own resolutions about how they want their current relationships to be better, to be stronger. So you do have a bit of that. But when it comes to actually finding new love, that actually hits on the February 14th date.
Is there a difference between people just, as you said, focusing on February 14th, throwing it up in the air, or really taking the time to focus on making a change?
You would want to hope so. You would hope that people are genuine about the changes they want to make. But oftentimes it's about filling the holes that they're missing, and they're looking for something to actually make them feel more fulfilled in their relationships. Unfortunately, they're usually looking at somebody else to do that for them. Mm. It's not about the changes that they make, but who can step in and actually help them have a more fulfilling experience in their relationships.
Well, it takes two to tango.
It does.
You know, usually on social media, you see, you know, a lot of, you know, usually the women are talking about love and relationships, and right. The guys are talking about blah, 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 blah.
Well, they're talking about the Super Bowl, man. It's football season right now.
Exactly.
You know? That's the focus.
Yeah, so we're going to have to get the guys into lockstep if this is going to happen, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, so Mariko, you have your own story about establishing a vision, defining it, and then making it happen. Tell me the Cliff Notes version. What happened?
I thought about what I wanted a relationship to look like. Mm-hmm. I thought about how I wanted the relationship to make me feel. And I was intentional about that I wanted to be married, and I wanted to, you know, build a happy home, one that was comfortable, one that was built on respect. And so I had a vision. I created a board. I had goals. I had deadlines, deliverables, dates, action steps to reach those goals, and I manifested it all.
It sounds like you went on Amazon under Build-A-Brother.
That's right. That's right.
6'2", caramel, muscles, spiritual.
But there's something that there's something very key that she said in there that mm-hmm. you often don't hear. How did she want to feel? Mm. It's one thing to list out all these characteristics of what you want in another person, but how you actually want to feel, that's so significant that people often miss.
Yeah.
So when you did this, prior to doing this, what was happening and what was it that made you want to to create this vision board for you? For
right.
yourself?
I was not that intentional before. I became really intentional and strategic about what I was looking for. And I also thought about what kind of impact did I want to do. I want us to make in each other's lives. Mm. I thought about what kind of marriage I wanted. This was not my first marriage, and so this was my second marriage. So again, I was really intentional, and I did not have those kind of goals, 6'2", a height of this, making this salary. I didn't. Again, it was, how does this make me feel? What impact are we making in each other's lives? Are we friends first? Do I genuinely like you as a person? How do you show up in the world? How are you impacting and inspiring the world? Like, different, you know, things I thought of, and what type of experiences and lifestyles did I want to share with a person.
Was it a first of the year kind of thing? Was there an aha moment that said, what I have been doing wasn't working, and so let me make a change and create this vision board for myself?
No aha moment. It was just time. I was ready.
Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good.
So you were ready.
Absolutely.
But as I said, it takes two to, you know, to tango.
To do it. That's right.
Right. So
here it comes.
Yeah.
Here
so how did, so what was his reaction when, did you show him the vision
right,
board?
Right. When I came home with a ring on my vision board, what was the reaction? Uh-huh, what was the
right.
reaction? Like, oh, okay.
Hey, what's that on your wall right there?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
What are you doing?
I was very clear. And I do believe that you should affirm your vision. You should discuss your vision. You should share your vision so people around you are clear and can be accountability partners. And so I think I was pretty clear, and I wasn't playing, and I set my intentions so folks knew where I sat and where I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did it work the way that you had envisioned, or were there some blurry parts to the vision?
You know what? I would say it actually worked just like my vision. I would have to say there were not, you know, blurries. And, you know, again, we got married, we haven't said that, but I got married in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We met in 2007. We started dating in 2011. And we still have significant impact in each other's lives. You know,
one would hope.
One would hope.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
My best friend share it all. Share so much, you know, professionally and personally. Yeah.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about setting relationship goals for the new year. Could be romantic relationship goals, perhaps relationship goals with your family, your friends. How do you do it? Are you struggling with that? Have you decided to do it? If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tariq, do you think, and it's wonderful that it worked for Mariko, and
right.
it's still working for Mariko.
Eight years on. Go ahead.
Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, talking about 8 years strong.
You know, obviously she's got the magic pixie dust for that. But, you know, is it always going, you're cracking up. Is it always going to work? I mean, what is the outline for people who want to follow that vision for themselves?
There are things, I mean, I love the idea of having an idea about what you want and putting up on a vision board and saying, okay, this is what I want. I want to be very intentional about the process. One of the things I talk about with my clients all the time, particularly when it comes to building the relationships and making the relationship stronger, is being intentional, putting in a lot of effort. Because relationships take work, putting in a lot of effort and being very intentional. The one thing that I'm really curious about for you, though, were you ever worried that by letting your now husband know what was on your vision board and what you were looking for, that he may try to build himself into something he wasn't just to fit onto your vision board?
No, that was not my concern. But
okay.
Knowing my husband, he is not going to do something just because somebody else told him
okay.
to do it.
Right.
Matter of fact, it might just be the opposite. Like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely not. But this is my vision, and this is my life, and I only get one of them. And so
right.
I want to be really clear about what I want to manifest in my life.
Right.
And I believe other people should be as well.
Yeah. Okay.
What was his reaction to your vision?
That is such a good question. I feel like I need to ask him, did you see my vision? reaction? I know he saw the board with the ring on it and the wedding dress. And what was the reaction? I guess he said, well, I better go ahead and get that ring and hurry up with it because she is very clear that she wants this to happen. Because I definitely, I had the proposal. We got married in August. And also, you know, so then once we had the ring, we were married in less than a year. But then I also built another board after that. And on that board, it had a house. And literally, we built a house that I would say looked so much like the house that was on that board, almost down to the color of the door.
That's amazing.
And even the house we're in now, that was after the pandemic. So we go into the pandemic, I built a board. I did my first virtual blueprinting experience online as folks were trying to embrace the art of the pivot and figure out what was next in their lives. And I built another house because I realized that Backyard Oasis was really important.
Right.
And we're in a house right now that speaks to that.
Right. Speaking of blueprints, you've got a blueprint event that you wanted to briefly share with our listeners. In other words, I did it, so let me show you how to do it.
Hey, come through. Just say it if you want to become a master manifester. But yes, on Saturday, January 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in Washington, D.C., and folks can learn more about that event on my website at Mariko, M-A-R-I-K-O-L.
A.Bennett.com. You're going to have to say that again.
One more time. Okay. Yeah. Mariko, M-A-R-I-K-O, L like Larry, A like Apple, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.com.
Yeah, we're going to post that on our website as we do with all of the information that our guests share with us after 8:30 tonight. And also, for those who may be looking for marriage counseling, family counseling, or just somebody to talk to, Tariq, how can they reach you?
You can go to my website, TariqOmariBolton.com, or you can actually, it'd probably be easier if you can't spell all that out, go to my private practice website, which is InsightMFT.com.
And again, I'll make sure that we post that because, you know, you've got that alphabet soup name. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about manifesting your vision for relationships in 2023. How do you reconnect with your friends? How do you establish better relationships with your family members? How do you focus on getting a significant other or focus on your significant other? And maybe you have it down pat. Maybe you don't have to write it down. Maybe you don't need a vision board, but you know, as they say, if you don't write it down, it may not happen. So and before I go to the break, I did want to ask you, Mariko, so he's been, how many vision boards have you subjected your husband to?
Because y'all been together for a while
counting.
Now.
I stopped counting.
It's been 16 years now that y'all known each other. So.
Hey, I check something off the list and I create new ones. Mm-hmm. And so, so many.
Has he had a vision board of his own?
Not like mine. I I'm encouraging. He keeps saying, I need to go through the process. I'm like, don't you? Yeah, I don't know. He's not as intentional about that as I am, but I'm going to sit him down. We're going to do one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just show him the board and he just goes, okay.
Yeah, he knows me, so he knows I'm going to, by any means necessary, get some stuff done.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And look, for our listeners, if you have a vision for yourself, definitely let us know. Let us know what your relationship goals are for 2023. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine calling from D.C., 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So as I said, we're going to take a break. But don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on whur.com. You can also download the 96.3 HD2 app. on your smartphone, and you can hear the program live and in its entirety. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds.
That's so funny. Yeah, but our relationship goes with my kids too, man.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about setting relationship goals for 2023, whatever those relationship goals may be. It may be with family. It may be maybe with friends. Could be with coworkers, and certainly it could be with your romantic partner, or it could be about getting one of those romantic partners if you don't have one. I know Mariko's just cracking up. My guests are Mariko Bennett, CEO and founder of Coco Bee Productions, and Tariq Omari Walton, licensed clinical family and marriage therapist. Again, if you have a vision for your relationship for 2023, give us a call. I'd like to hear what they are at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Catherine, calling from D.C. Catherine, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys. How's everyone this evening?
Just fine.
Great,
thanks.
Thank you.
I have a goal to just have better relationship with family members and friends. I say friends because I just recently had a baby, so.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. Mommy. I've been out of the loop.
Okay, what's the name? What's the baby's name?
He's actually a junior. Don't laugh, you guys, but it's Joseph Jamal Jefferson Jr. That's a whole mouthful.
Joseph Jamal. Joseph Jamal. No, that's JJJJ.
Yeah, Quad. So we call him Quad for short. Yes.
Quad. Yes.
But,
She said, don't laugh. She went ahead and laugh.
I love
you
it.
Quad.
Yeah.
Go ahead, little Quad.
Yeah, four
you
equal sides.
You sound just like my family members, but no, you guys. I've been out of the loop with friends because of that.
Right.
With the family, I'm the giver, and it's getting really hard to continuously just give selflessly and be there for everyone and be that sounding board even for my parents and that intolerable sibling. And I'm just a whole heap of issues. I really want to set the boundaries
right
with the family members. And I just really want to get back out there with my girls and, like, just have more fun, you know, just let, you know, loose like I was usually able to do before I had my baby boy.
Right.
I really don't even have where to start, to be honest.
Yeah, let me see what Tariq has to say about that because, you know, we've been talking about so far what you should do, but Catherine has brought up an issue about perhaps what you should not
right
do.
Yeah, Catherine, I'm really curious, too, when you talk about boundaries, are you being clear with your family members? Are you being clear with your friends about what it is that you need and what kind of boundaries you need to set with them? Because oftentimes, if we're not being clear about it and being clear about those expectations and people aren't aware of it, it may feel like we're being drained constantly because people don't know when to stop.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling drained. That's very, very true. So I believe that, honestly, I have not been straightforward because, honestly, it's my parents that are kind of hard to tell them no, or I don't feel like it. I'm just yes, mama, yes, daddy, or
you have
trying to be there for them.
I mean, this is really about self-care. And often what you'll find is that people have a hard time setting boundaries for two reasons. One, families often don't have good boundaries to begin with, and I can't tell you how many different clients from how many different backgrounds I discovered that with. So it's hard to introduce those boundaries because people just aren't comfortable with them because it's so foreign to them. And the other thing, too, is people have a hard time setting boundaries because they just don't believe that they're going to work. You have to take a chance. This is really about your self-care and letting people know, look, this is what I need in order for me to feel healthy. You have to set those boundaries with your parents. You're going to have to set boundaries with JJJJ. Boundaries have to be set up, and boundaries don't have to look the same with everybody. They can be much more fluid with some people, a little bit stricter with other people, but it's so important that you have them so that you can take care of yourself. If you're feeling drained, you're not going to have a lot to give out to everybody else. So to replenish yourself, you have to set those boundaries.
And I'm going to jump in here because I heard that you have some social goals. You said you want to get back outside with your girlfriends. And so I'm going to ask you, Catherine, what does that look like? What fun and creative activities do you want to fill that space and time mm-hmm. with? What experiences are on your list? What travel locations do you want to do? And I'm going to ask you to set some dates and start to plan those things out with your girlfriend. So you've got some goals in the social category. And so I'm going to ask you to set some dates to it so you make sure that it actually happens.
That's fantastic.
Well, look, congratulations again on Quad. Look, in 20 years, I'm sitting up watching the NFL, and here comes Quad.
That's running right.
He's got Quad.
I know that's right.
I'm manifesting that for you on this virtual vision board.
That's right.
So just invite me to the game. Catherine, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, again, I mentioned this earlier, Mariko, and you have this outline, but I'm just again wondering, have you ever done a vision board?
I haven't, but I have some friends who live by them.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now I'm talking about a guy. I've not done a vision board.
Just did a session this week, one-on-one with a guy.
Okay, because this is, I have great sister friends who have said to me over the years, oh, I'm doing a vision board party. I'm like, yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm just not. But my, and my vision board, like I said, it's between my ears. I don't, if I write it down, I may write it down on a legal pad. Maybe.
Sure.
But a lot of times, my vision was last year to get out of debt. Now, I didn't do it. Is that because I didn't do a vision board? I got close.
Okay.
I got real close. But, if I write it down, but I couldn't print money.
No. No, but you could have set goals in that space and action steps to reach those goals. So one of the things we do with blueprinting, which is different from just vision board, parties that you see, is that we actually start with goal setting mm-hmm. and with action planning. So everyone here has done strategic planning, right?
Yeah,
and so,
yeah, very much
I,
so.
Yes. And so what our blueprinting experiences look like is a strategic planning session.
For yourself.
First, for yourself, professionally or personally, right? And so we start with goal setting, then we have action plans, and we're grounded in smart goal setting, right? So we got, dates and deadlines, and we're tracking and measuring success, all the things that we're used to. Now, the other thing we do is have words, quotes, and images that inspire you to remember what you promised you. And this is your, visual representation. It's your reminder, right, of what you promised yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what the vision board serves as, just a daily reminder.
And how much of a role does accountability play in that? Having accountability partners and even keeping yourself accountable?
So 100%, because as one of my good friends, Gil Johnson, told me, we were talking about manifesting and dreaming, and she said, a dream never achieved becomes a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
And so having accountability partners help you to stay the course, because those dreams that keep you up at night, right?
Yeah.
That you don't manifest. They do. They start, get off my back. Like, I'm going to get it done. But, sometimes you need accountability partners to remind you, didn't you say you were going to get out of debt?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not about to buy that.
Right.
And so,
Exactly.
Right? You need that.
But at the same time, I've always said that it's a whole lot easier to manage things when compared to people. And so if you are trying to establish better relationships, you can't make people do what they don't want to do. However, if you want to manage your money, it's a whole lot easier for you to apply the discipline to yourself when the only person you have to manage is yourself, as opposed to, you know, dating Sally Mae and say, you know, I'm going to marry you this year. And she was like, who told you that? Because it takes two to tango.
But you can't manage people. That's the whole thing.
That's
about
my
you
point. You can't manage people.
No. But you can still manage yourself. Just like you said, you have to manage yourself in terms of your finances or whatever else you're trying to do. You still have to manage your behaviors. You have to manage the way that you respond to things, your reaction to things, your attitude about things. You manage that. You take a look at, you know, the things that typically get in the way of you having a healthy relationship. Making sure that you understand what it means to be in a healthy relationship. And then you work on that. You work on yourself. And hopefully your partner, whoever, whether it's your family member or a friend or a romantic partner, hopefully they're working on themselves too. If both of you guys are working on yourselves and have a clear vision of what kind of relationship you want to have, then your relationship is going to be much healthier. But you can't expect to manage anybody. You don't want nobody managing you.
Well, that's my point.
You don't want nobody managing you, right?
And don't misunderstand my point. If you want to establish a better relationship with your brother or your sister, if that relationship may have been historically tainted, and then you realize what your faults may be that may have contributed to that. I'm not saying that it's your fault. I'm saying that we all have faults.
We all have a role.
We all
have a
role, right.
If it does not work, is that a failure of your vision board?
No, because like you said, this is a situation where it's not all dependent on the work that you do. You can do everything right, but if the other person doesn't do their part, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So you can't be dependent solely on what you do. But again, this is why I talked about, you know, making sure people understand your expectations. You have to be able to communicate those expectations with people. Mm-hmm. And so now, since they understand what it is that you're looking for and what you hope to have, now the point for them is to figure out whether or not they want to do the work too. Mm-hmm. But everybody doesn't want to do the work. Mm-mm. Everyone doesn't recognize that they need to do work or that they want to put the effort forward to do the work. Mm-hmm. So you can't worry about that for yourself. All you can do is what you can do for you.
Now, you know, Mariko, did you have like a flow chart on your vision board where it was like, okay, you had the wedding dress, you had the diamond ring, and you had your attendant, but then you had another one. Well, if that doesn't happen, then the arrow went down, and there was another one with Daquan, where Daquan was like, well, Daquan is still waiting in
not
the wing.
Not Daquan, though.
Daquan. And so if Daquan is still waiting in the wing, and so he looked at it, he was like, oh, yeah, the Daquan's still hanging around, so I need to keep. Did you have the flow chart? Were there some things on the vision board that you showed your now husband that made him go, not ah, but oh?
That's so interesting. I've never done a plan B vision board. So there's always just one plan. There's always one vision.
And why is that? Why not have a plan B vision board?
I don't need that. You know, I get in my first C under my four C's of manifestation, which has been my secret weapon, is crystallize. And so I'm very clear about what I see for myself and all the different life focus areas that I you know, when I have goals, when I have a particular area that I want to focus on in life, whether it's physical body or mindset or spirituality or finances, you know, I'm really clear about what that goal is. So you wouldn't have a plan B to like get out of debt, right? The goal is get out of debt, not get out of debt and still had his credit card on the side. So I was really clear about I wanted to be married, and I knew what it looked and felt like, what I wanted the second time around for it to look and feel like.
I will say that the plan, there was a plan B for it, for that, you know, for the whole debt thing, which was if I did not achieve it, the plan B was to keep doing it.
Get deeper in?
Yeah. No, not keep. Oh. No.
So that was just move it to next year. It just meant
in other words, you know, not give up.
That's right.
Okay. Right, on December 31st, yeah, not all of it is gone, but dang, I didn't do too badly.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I realized if I can do it, you know, this way, then I can't, because I realize that the more you get rid of, the easier it is to do it. And then there's more breathing room. And one could say, Man, I hope your husband's listening. That, you know, one
he
you know,
is, he is.
Okay, good. So one, you know, once you jump the broom and you got the, you know, the dress and the ring, and here it is 8 years later, that it is easier to move within the marital space and relationships because now you don't have that to worry about anymore.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's always real work, though, right?
Yeah.
So it's the cultivate
right.
phase. And so that's my third C, right? Because you go from crystallizing it to customizing it, right? Which is where you create the plan.
Right.
Then you cultivate it, meaning you actually have to do the work.
Got to do the work.
But one of the things I find, and that's the fourth phase, and then the curate phase, right? So you're almost at the finish line, but you may set another intention in that
exactly.
particular space once you've reached it, right? It might not be exactly what you thought it would feel like. And how it would show up. And so you may actually fine tune that just a bit more and say, all right, out of debt, now I want to start doing what in that particular space, you know?
Exactly.
Like invest mm-hmm. more or have, you know, whatever that might be, but you mm-hmm. may still have some financial goals or you'll move into another life focus area.
And it's interesting, you have the four C's, Catherine had the four J's.
Daquan.
J.
Never forget. Get in there.
Oh, let me tell you, Quad, I'm never going to forget that. That is just fantastic.
Quad's going to walk up on you about 15 years
you
and say,
you I'm know, Quad.
You remember my mother Kevin called up.
Right. And I'm just going to give the young brother a hug because I'm just, yes. If nothing else, I will never, ever forget that. Now, is there, Tariq, a wrong way to establish a vision related to your relationships, whatever relationships they may be?
I've always said that you want to be very careful about how many things that you put on your board because you may overburden it.
Yes.
You know, you may make yes. it too heavy that it's unachievable.
Yes.
You know, so be very careful about how much you're putting on there and thinking that, you know, you have to achieve all these different things to really, you know, fully manifest in order for you to feel like, you know, again, fulfilled. And it's not really about that.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not really about that. There's a process of things. As you, and I'm curious about this for you too, as you're going along and you're manifesting certain, you know, goals, do you realize that, okay, well, I hit this goal, but there's something I just experienced I never even thought about before. So maybe I need to add this and subtract that. You know, and so there has to be adjustments too. So don't get so locked in to what you have on your vision board saying it has to be exactly like this, and not leave a room for fluidity.
Yeah. Now, and here's That's the right. other. And the other thing I wanted to ask you also is, you know, you may be, you know, in January, you've got your board together, but the reality is life happens.
The biggest four-letter word that we'd love to hate.
Yeah. And so, how do you adjust when life comes in and sets fire to your vision board?
I always say you can rest, but you do not quit.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You may rest. Sometimes you have to put something down. But when you're checking in and you have that accountability tool, remember that visual representation to motivate you and remind you of what you promised yourself. When life happens and throws you off, you know, it's always important to check back in.
Mm-hmm. What do you right? mean by that?
So I always talk about the second C, which is where you're customizing your plan, and it should be grounded in SMART goals, which means that you have a timeline, you've got dates, right? And so when you're checking back in, whether that's quarterly, right, whether it's monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, you should be checking back in with your goal plan and that vision board and, you know, how are you tracking?
Mm-hmm.
Toward manifestation or toward success in achieving your goals and dreams.
So, Tariq, here's another question for you. If you have a plan, vision board, outline, yellow legal pad.
Strategic plan.
Strategic
you know?
Plan, whatever it is. And I'm talking about your relationships and maybe in particular with romantic relationships. What if you're dealing with someone who does not have a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to figure out whether or not what they see for themselves. Because everyone has a plan.
Right, right.
Everyone has
a plan for themselves.
They may not have it all written out. They may not have a vision board, but people have a plan. You know, people have very devious plans sometimes, you know. But it's a matter of figuring out whether or not the plans that they have in their head and the plans that you have written out actually align with one another. You know, when we talk about being equally yoked, that's what we're really talking about. What kind of, you know, symmetry do we have in the way that we interact with one another and what we want out of life? So everyone has an idea what they want. Even if they don't write it down, it's there. So make sure that you're having those discussions. What do you want out of life? What do you see yourself doing? I will say this. That's not always a first date question.
No.
No, that's a little bit further down the line. Once you, I mean, because one thing I like that you said was that, you know,
about 10th date.
You know, you and your husband were friends for like a good four years before you even started dating.
Yes.
So you had the chance to actually get to really know each other and even another 4 years before you got married. You know, I see the 4 year thing that you guys are doing there.
There you go.
Four keeps coming up in here. Mm-hmm. You know, four for some reason. There's a lot of fours in here today.
CCC, you know, JJJ.
There's a lot of fours.
Quad.
But you took that time to really get to know each other and see, you know, where you guys are aligned. A lot of people speed through this. You know, they try and make things happen so quickly that they miss those things. They miss those connections. You can't do that. You have to take your time. You got to take your time.
Which brings me to this next question. You were talking, you know, we've been talking about kind of established relationships, family, friends, significant others. But for those who are looking for love, because you had it, you just needed to lock it down.
And I was ready to take it to the next level.
Yeah, you were ready to, you know, lock it down.
Let go.
It had to grow.
That's right.
But, you know, for those who don't have anyone.
Right.
Right now, and they say that's something that they want to do. Tariq, I'll ask you first, and then we'll go to the expert.
The master manifester, that's right.
Yeah, you know, what do you suggest for single folks who don't want to be?
Get out of your house. Hey. Stop sitting around waiting for somebody to come knock on your door like they're out there looking for you. No, you have to get out. You have to get out, whether it's meeting people online, whether it's involving, this is one thing I tell people all the time. If you're afraid of actually doing dating apps and stuff like that, find things that you're interested in, different activities, and go do that. If you want to meet people who have similar interests as you, go do the things that you're interested in doing. You know, you can't sit around waiting for people just to find you. That's not the way the world works. No one's knocking on your door. You have to be active in that. And when you're going out, again, being sure that you know what you want and what you're looking for, not locking in specifically to every specific thing, having a general idea, but making sure that you're going out there and being active in your dating life.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, Mariko, that you have some single sister friends.
I do.
What do you tell them when they say to you that they are tired? Because I hear that, you know, from my sister friends a lot, you know, when it comes to looking for, you know, a significant other, and they're just, you know, mm-hmm. What do you tell them?
They're supposed to work on it like their job, right? And so if you're really intentional about something, and we're tired and we still show up at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to work it like a job. And I love everything Tariq said, but then you actually have to work it like a job.
The only thing about that, though, too, is with the job, you know you're going in every day to get a paycheck. You know, that's mm-hmm. pretty much guaranteed. Just because you're being active in your dating life doesn't mean it's guaranteed that you're going to have a relationship that comes from that.
You will. So this is where I actually get into a conversation with my single girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone isn't, remember, you just said I was friends with my husband for 4 years,
yeah.
right? Before we actually started dating. I need to make sure I like you as a genuine person.
Right.
And so I do believe that there are some relationships that come out of dating that don't always have to be husband
100%
right away,
correct.
Boyfriend right away. And then I always say to them, this is where the shade go. But I'm like, and you know he hang around, man, because he got a bunch of friends. So I'm just saying, like, it's cool to end up with male friends because they hang in spaces and places with other males. And so if you're always hanging with the girls, listen, it's okay to be people's friends. And the first time we go out on a date, you not my boo.
Like, I agree, but I don't think a lot of women do.
I know.
Because
we fight all the time about
yeah,
that. But I'm like, I want to know you as a human being first.
No, I get it, but a lot of them are, you know, will also say that they are intentional in their dating. And if you know, Okay, vision board.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down. Legal pad. Strategic planning. I don't need any more friends.
Mm.
You've heard that.
They got a lot of girlfriends that say they don't need no more friends, and they're not trying to date girls, and girls hang out with a bunch of girls. Mm-hmm. So I push back on that.
And that can get in the way.
We have full conversations about that, and I do believe you need to know who somebody is as a human being. You need to have more male friends. And I always say it's good to engage with males because you need to know how to show up with them, to talk to them, to engage with them, etc. Some of our single friends spend a lot of time with women, and so engaging in male with the male is very different, or they're at work a lot, and so they're at work a lot being the boss, telling people how to do it and what to do, or spending time with girlfriends, not spending time with male friends and guys specifically.
Yeah, and my thing is really be careful of the expectations. You know, this made me think about when Harold said about people being, you know, they say I'm intentional when I'm dating. I wrote a book called Just a Damn Date. Came out
awesome title.
It's Just a Damn Date, Why We Expect Too Much Too Soon. Came out back in 2006. And the idea is that when you first start dating, just date to enjoy yourself. Don't go out there with the intention of this becoming a relationship instantly. It's not about that. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the moment and get to know the person, get to know you with the person. That takes time, just like you did. After a period of time and you do realize whether or not you guys really like each other, you're not just there for other purposes, then you can start thinking about, okay, is this someone I really want to be with? I can now be much more intentional with this person. But when it's early on, it just takes you just need to take the time to get to know the person. Enjoy yourself before you start planning your future with them.
Well, you know, it's funny, and I agree with that because, you know, my mother had something that she termed years and years and years ago called the Red Lobster Theory. And this is, I think, particularly difficult for, I think, for sisters who live in the D.C. metro, okay? But she said, if he asks you to go to Red Lobster with him, go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not Red Lobster. It's that he wants to spend time with you.
Right.
And maybe eventually you'll get to Maestro's, or eventually you'll get to True Luck, or wherever. But just go, and you'll see, you know, whether or not you like him, because he's trying to figure out whether or not he likes you.
No doubt.
You know, so. You,
well, we were just,
talking
I just
about your
took
red
my,
lobster.
Listen, I just took my son to Eddie V's. We just went to Eddie V's before we came here. And so he's like, okay, this is a nice date night spot. Mm. I said, right before the right one. I'm like, you're not taking everybody to Eddie V's.
Nah, man.
But it's all about
guard your pockets.
Listen.
Yeah, but also guard your heart.
That's a word.
Always. You can always get more money.
Mm.
But if your heart is damaged, then, you know, who knows? You may not be able to always play again, or you may have to wait until next season.
But also don't go into debt dating.
All right.
That part.
Let's talk about that too now, okay?
That's right. Yeah, your husband's still listening.
Don't be out here flexing.
I want to see a picture of that, of the other house with the Oasis in the back.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
It is.
Some final words about this.
I am excited to welcome other master manifestors. You know, it's my purpose. I think people do things for three things. They do it for profit, passion, and purpose. And it is my purpose to help people take their vision and manifest it into their life. So I hope that folks can join us on the 21st. They can, again, check us out. And our Instagram handle is blueprinting_experience. And so I hope folks can join us.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tariq, you have a final word for us?
Make sure you're not afraid of the work that you have to do. Even when you're doing this vision board, whatever you have planned, you have to do the work. It's all about effort. If you're not willing to put the effort in, it's not going to happen for you.
I like that.
Your dreams don't work unless you do.
There you go.
I'm writing that one down.
Write that one down.
Yes. Go ahead and write it down. Mariko Bennett, Tariq Omari Walton. Thank you both for talking to us. I really appreciate your time. And look, have a great MLK holiday weekend.
You the same.
You as well.
That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, January 13th, 2023. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night, and have a wonderful MLK holiday weekend.